Good afternoon. This is the beat. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. You want to speak to Techno, right?
Yeah, this is Olamide
from Germany. Olamide. All right. Olamide Techno's here.
What up, Olamide?
Olamide Tech. How are you doing now?
I'm doing good, brother. What's happening?
The fee from IGD for you. Your new single. Everything just a bank sticker.
God bless you, my brother. I know go play with you. I love you. You know what time it is. You know what time it is.
Where you go release the album now?
May. That's Grace.
I'm waiting for it, man.
Old Romance is coming out,
man.
Eh?
Maybe now they drop them
out. Now, you're the only two we've given us. So they go now.
All right, stay safe, bro.
God bless you, brother.
All right, thank you for calling, Olamide. This is The Beat. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name, please?
My name is Marshall. I'm coming from Abba.
All right, Techno's here.
One name, in our boy from Abba.
I like how you take it,
man. One name.
Another man's food is another man's food.
As you talk, I'm not so you be pure.
Subtitle. I'm going to do it.
I know, yeah. I need to let you go, man.
I don't understand.
Please, can you speak in English? No. We don't understand. He's speaking English. Okay.
You can't tell me, I'm speaking with my brother, Maggie, understands me, so
you... Hey, it's my show! It's my show, you're calling my show, me too, I have to understand what you're saying.
Okay, I'm calling from my name is Masha, I'm a music lover, and I'm a fan of Alaji Sekindo.
God bless you, my brother, I really appreciate you, bro.
Yo, what's up, my heart, Lagos?
We thank God, though. Lagos is fine.
I'm so happy to hear your voice for the first time.
Same here, my brother, it feels good, it feels real good.
Just for me that one day I will be like you. One day,
by the grace of God, keep doing what you're doing. One day you're gonna be.
And your number one phone. I wish you can just follow me on Twitter.
Okay, don't worry. I go follow you.
Follow him on Twitter. Thank you so much for calling.
My name is Mr. Mad_Mr. Mad. You fool.
Mr. underscore Mad is in MAD.
Yes.
Okay.
I like you. I love your songs, man.
I follow you on Twitter. I'll try my best.
Thank you for calling. Thank you. God bless.
Okay, bye.
The cheek of it. So calling my show and I cannot understand what you're saying. All right. We still have Techno in the building, and you just heard Duro. So if you were listening, if you have just tuned in, you missed what he said about that song. He said that Kiss Daniel made him switch up his style. Yep.
One time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So do you get inspiration from other artists in the industry?
Yeah. I did Rara from Ojolagba.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I listen to great songs and I try and understand why they're so great and I try and make music out of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you've named like male artists. What about female artists? Who are you listening to?
Simi's really good.
You like Simi?
Simi's really great with the direction she's going with her music and her voice, and so different and unique. She's doing real good.
Okay. Yeah. So you did say that your album, your debut album, I can't believe I'm saying debut album, but the album is going to drop in May of this year.
Hopefully.
Okay. Do you have a title?
Old Romance.
Old Romance. Yeah. What's the idea behind the title?
It's the kind of music I like, the kind of music, like, because I'm the kind of person, you play me a beat that sounds good, I will ride on it regardless of what genre of beat it is.
Mm.
So my album is just a collection of songs that I like the most.
Okay.
They're mostly love songs. So I just like, I want to look 5 years back and be like, my first album titled Old Romance. It sounds classic, like. Mm. So, yeah.
Well, actually, if you think about it, quite a few of your songs, the songs that you have released, they are like, you know, love songs.
Yeah.
You know, they are like love songs.
Yeah.
And you, let's talk about your personal life for a quick second.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that for a quick second.
Don't go
Do you, wait now, chill. Is Mr. Techno single, in a relationship, married?
I'm not single right now.
Okay.
I'm good where I am right now.
I heard a rumor that you were involved with a fellow artist.
That's not a rumor.
Oh, it's not a rumor.
I don't think it's a rumor. I mean, you say it's a rumor, but is this still a rumor?
But you know, you guys kind of like, at first I thought it was like a publicity stunt, and then, you know.
I love my baby.
So you and Lola Ray are still going strong.
I love my baby.
Really? How come you haven't? I'm thinking that, you know, you being techno, great producer and everything, having an artist, you guys, you know, would work together.
But you know, the thing with music is, I'm one person, I never force a record. It has to be done right. And where we are, we're in a great place, you know. It's like it's not about music for us. It's like we love each other regardless of the music. So
okay. So how long have you guys been dating now?
It's a year now.
It's a year.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. 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 So do you have a track with her on your album?
We have tracks.
Will any of those tracks make the album?
Oh no, I don't think I'm putting anybody on the album.
It's just gonna be you.
Just me.
Just you.
It's my first album. I want it for myself.
Produced all the songs produced by you?
Oh no, I have Chris on the album. I think I have Mastercraft on the album, and I have Day Trip, the American producers on the album.
Mm.
It's like I'm producing maybe one or two on the album.
One or two.
Just me.
Just you. So no features.
No features. Yeah.
Okay.
I really am proud of the songs I'm about to put out for the album.
So you think people are gonna love it?
If they love Duro and they love Pana and they love Yawa, they're going to love it.
Okay. So you were recently in, I read this online a short while back, and there was a story about a video that you were shooting. And one of the models was quite upset because she claims that you didn't want her to be the main, you know, the main love interest because she was dark skinned.
Yeah, I didn't want her to be the main girl for the video.
Why?
Because she is not as fine.
She wasn't pretty.
Yeah, she's not. No, you're not fine enough for that role.
Oh my gosh. It's not ouch.
It's not because of the color of your skin. My mom is black. You understand? And all my music videos, like, if you check, I have like two or three with, you know, light skinned girls. So if you are going to try and make me look bad in front of people like that, then I'm just going to be honest with the situation.
I told the director, that's harsh, man.
I told the director, how can I sing? I know go play with your love, you, to this girl. She looked mean. And then she
I saw a picture of her. She was pretty.
No, that's not where I'm coming from. I'm not saying you're not fine. I'm saying
you're not fine enough.
People cast for a character in a film, in a music video, and models get rejected every day. It don't mean because you're black. No, come on, man.
If she just leaves me alone
somewhere, she will know like colors. Like, so yeah.
So when you saw the stories, when you saw, like, I think she tweeted or posted on Instagram, what did you think?
I couldn't reply because I thought she was just upset because, like, if you think you're gonna be the main girl for a video and you've looked forward to it and it don't happen, you're gonna get upset. That's normal. So I just thought she was upset.
Okay.
So that's why I didn't say anything. But if you ask me, I'll be honest. You're not fine enough for that role. Does not mean you're not beautiful.
That's okay. I think if maybe there's a way to say it nicely,
as opposed to saying you're not fine enough for this role. She already went out there to paint an image of me that's so terrible and say I don't dark skin. What do you mean? My mom is black. Where are you coming from? So like, if you rub me off like that, I'll give you back to you like that.
Okay. Yeah. So according to rumors, you will be leaving Triple MG.
Yes.
Later this year.
Yes.
Do you have an exact date?
I don't even know when I signed. I just know it's been 5 years and it's been a long 5 years.
So why do you want out? Why aren't you going to renew?
I'm sure like everybody understands, situations. It's like,
let's just be honest about this. So yeah, go on.
I'm very honest. That's why when you ask me, like, yes, I'm gonna go, it's simple. But it don't mean I'm fighting, because we got past that.
Okay,
man, Ubi, we fought so much, we got past that, and we're so good right now. I'm being 100% honest. No, I'm not saying it to sound good on radio. Nah, we're good. Ubi doing amazing. I'm doing amazing. I pray every other person out there doing amazing. But when my contract is done, I will amazingly leave.
Okay, and everybody is very well aware of this.
Everybody good. I said it since.
You said it since.
Yeah.
Okay,
so it's not about to prove a point of, no, it has nothing to do with that.
So are you going to, what, set up something by yourself, or are you going to join another record
Cartel
label?
Cartel Business.
Cartel Business, okay. So I imagine that this, your debut album, is going to be released with your record label.
No,
it's still going to be.
I love.
It's going to be Triple MG.
Yeah, I love Respect. I don't ever play like that.
Okay, the album is going to be released under Triple MG.
Yeah, I'm still Triple MG, upfront and personal.
All right. Yeah. So I'm looking at some of the tweets. You have a lot of fans. Fans that want to call my show and they don't want to speak English. It's okay. But sometimes I'm looking through the comments and I've seen a few people say that they pay money to go to your shows, but sometimes they're like, they want you to do more on stage. So they're a bit underwhelmed by your performance.
No. For every time that has happened, I can honestly say I'm sorry for every time that has happened. But I'm 100% sure that that's not all my show.
And no, I'm a huge fan of yours. You know that, right? And there are times when there was one, I can't remember the show, but there was a show that you performed at and you were on the piano.
Yeah.
And that was like my best
like
ever.
2 years ago.
Yeah, that was like my best ever. And then I've seen you on stage sometimes and it's like, I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, I don't think he wants to be here.
Sometimes
he doesn't like us.
It just has to do with the mood, how you're feeling, because no one sees that the same issues they have every day, the same issues we have. Sometimes I'm one person that if I'm coming here for an interview, it only takes for me to speak to someone else and they piss me off and then I come here with a bad attitude. Not because that's how I am.
Mm.
And it happens to get to you like that, or sometimes when you get on stage, it's just not your day. So you're going to try. It's not, I can come here and try and defend myself, but I know that's a lie. You're going to have good days and have, it's like Ronaldo will play good today and not play good.
He'll play bad another day. I think it's more, there's a comment that I'm looking for. And this person went to 3 dates. He got tickets for 3 dates of your European tour.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was a little bit disappointed. And because he obviously, you know, had to find the money to buy your tickets and everything.
Oh, for that one, I have something to say for that one.
What?
For my European tour, I had just Duro and Dance. And this was just Duro. There weren't a lot of songs. And you have me performing just by myself. I was getting paid £4,000 for 4,000 euros for every city I was in. There was no live band. It was just me and a DJ that I don't know. How can I honestly give you a great show? It's just, I'm going to come there, the DJ is going to play my song, I'm going to sing on stage, there's no
so
band.
So you would prefer like a live band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like this year now, like I'm getting good money now. So it's like everywhere I go, be proper right now.
How much did they pay you per show?
Oh, now I'm doing really good.
Like how
I don't
much?
Have to say, but I know I'm one of the highest paid right now.
Like, are we talking what, per show? If I wanted to book techno, am I paying 6 million, 7 million?
In Nigeria, you're not going to push yourself too far because like, you know, you price yourself out of the market. But if I'm going to do a show in Lagos, it can't be less than 4 million.
Okay.
Which is, even if I don't have to travel anywhere else in the world and I'm in Lagos and I'm getting 4 million.
What if I want techno to play in, I don't know, Abidjan?
Abidjan? Oh, you'd be talking 50, 60, 70.
$1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One day we'll get there. All right, then. I've got Kaede in the building. Please, he's looking at me because they need to do hang time. But you last week, remember, you had like,
I'm so sorry, this was my fault. This was completely my
so
fault.
So see, it's techno.
So
it's actually
I didn't
techno.
Come yesterday, I
it's techno.
And
okay. All right. So keep your questions coming in. I'm gonna see if I can steal just a few more minutes before, you know, Kaede gets really mad and kicks me out. TheBeat.com/TheBeat999FM. And we will be talking hopefully a little bit more about Techno's album. I'm gonna play this one. This is another big, big jam from Techno. This features at Granada Badman. This is Go, the remix. Okay, that was Techno Dance. He is back in the building. So we're just going to round up on the interview. If you have just tuned in, you missed. We talked about different things. We talked about how much Techno charges to produce and write a song for you, 5 million naira. And we talked about the whole video vixen, you know, issue. The lady that accused him of not picking her or not wanting her to be the lead vixen in his video because she reckoned that he thought she was too dark-skinned. He said that she just wasn't pretty enough. And we've talked about lots of different things. You can...
You said she wasn't pretty.
You said she's not fine.
I said, fine. It's not the fine I wanted for the video.
Yeah. That's what I heard. I heard she wasn't pretty enough.
No, because that's a harsh thing to say she wasn't pretty at all.
That's just what I heard.
Not for that look in the video.
So what look were you looking for?
I was just looking for a face that suits where I was going with my mind, because for every artist, when you create, you have how you want your image to look, how you have how you want the video to look.
Yeah. And was her skin tone part of the image?
How?
Okay. No, I'm just asking.
Like how? When it's black and sweet, it's sweet. Wait, black is the best. I'm not saying it because of this whole... No. You try me now.
You're